You're listening to SBS News.
The theme of this year's Republican Party convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, will be honoring the great American story. President Trump will be the central focus and will make appearances on most days, while First Lady Melania Trump and the president's adult children will address the convention from the Rose Garden on Tuesday. The chair of the Republican National Committee, Ronna Romney McDaniel, says the president will be present in North Carolina at another event, but it hasn't yet been confirmed if he'll attend the convention in person. But she says there will be an actual physical event rather than the virtual convention staged via streaming video by the rival Democratic Party, and she told CBS's Face the Nation program that it will be COVID safe.
I think it's really important to understand that the Democrats and Joe Biden just said, we're going to shut this country down again. And that is a really elite view of America right now. Now, from a safety perspective, we tested everybody before they came to Charlotte. We have been testing people on site. We are doing the things that are allowing people to live their lives, have a convention, and do it in a healthy and safe way, yeah. Which most Americans are doing going back to work, as they're going to the grocery store, as they're going to hospitals. This is a realistic way of opening up our country and doing it in a healthy and safe way. And the Democrats are saying, shut it all down. Well, that's easy for Hollywood celebrities.
President Trump has been criticized for his response to the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 170,000 Americans and triggered a severe economic downturn. His reaction to nationwide Black Lives Matter protests over racial injustice and police brutality has also come under fire. Darlene Superville, the White House correspondent for the Associated Press, says people can expect to hear from Republican voices who've been the strongest supporters of the president, the police, and families who are fervent fans.
Some real people that we do know of who will be participating next week. There is a couple from St. Louis, Missouri, a white couple who, when there was a Black Lives Matter protest in that city some time ago, and they went through a gate and walked down a street near their property, they came out and brandished firearms. That husband and wife have been invited to come and speak on the president's behalf.
Not all Republicans are as enthusiastic, however. Former U.S. Secretary of State and Republican politician Colin Powell told CNN that he realized 4 years ago, ahead of the 2016 presidential election, that he could not support Donald Trump, and he still can't.
And when I heard some of the things he was saying, it made it clear that I could not possibly vote for this individual. The first thing that troubled me is the whole birthers movement. And birthers movement had it to do with the fact that the president of the United States, President Obama, was a black man. That was part of it. And then I was deeply troubled by the way in which he was going around insulting everybody, insulting Gold Star mothers, insulting John McCain, insulting immigrants, and I'm the son of immigrants, insulting anybody who dared to speak against him. And that is dangerous for our democracy. It's dangerous for our country. And I think what we're seeing now, the most massive protest movement I have ever seen in my life, I think this suggests that the country is getting wise to this and we're not going to put up with it anymore.
Meanwhile, President Trump's older sister, a former federal judge, is heard sharply criticizing her brother in a series of recordings released over the weekend, at one point saying of the president that he is cruel and that he has no principles. Marianne Trump Barry was secretly recorded by her niece, Mary Trump, who recently released a book denouncing the president. In the recordings, Ms. Barry claims the president only watches Fox News and doesn't read, that she had to step in to get him into college, and that she believed he paid someone else to take his exams, and that the only thing he achieved on his own was a series of bankruptcies.
It begs the question, like, what exactly has he accomplished on his own?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Well, he has five bankruptcies.
Good point. He did accomplish those all by himself.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
That is very true.
You can't trust him.
At one point, Ms. Barry says to her niece, he was a brat. The president has dismissed the recording, saying in a statement, every day it's something else, who cares? The convention events culminate with the theme, The Land of Greatness, on Thursday. Alan Lee, SBS News.